Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you think Martin Luther King not showing up for the inauguration is going to lead to him being banned from Mar-a-Lago?
I don't think so. Donald Trump's not like that. He's not going to do that just because somebody didn't show up to his inauguration.
You think he'll still let him in Mar-a-Lago?
Absolutely.
What? All right, I'm sorry. That is crazy. It says here, I had a wet dream about candied bacon once. I woke candied bacon. Wow. People of color who voted for Donald Trump. I guess you reap what you sow, but fuck, now I have to too. Damn it. So I guess if you're a male listener and you're down on your luck, pull your balls out, make some money. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, new movie coming out with Kiki Palmer, and she's a singer. And lesbians do what her name is.
Scissoring.
No, what's her name? She's an artist.
SZA.
Yeah.
What up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And today, guys, we are solo, but no worries. I have great news. DJ Hey Cousin is doing big things. He's got some projects he's working on. Homie's working. You know, he's busy. You know what I'm saying? Once the holiday season left, you know how it is. Holidays are over, bro. I kind of hate when the holidays are over. That kind of means all the fun ends. And then we have a lot of snow days and things like that. So we're both getting back into the groove of work time. You know what I mean? But he will be back. And actually, we recorded something that I'm going to share with you later on. So please stay tuned for that. So anyways, last week, I shared some Google voicemails that I had not heard yet at the time, and those were interesting. And someone found a Christmas gift behind their walls that is decades old. And I got a listener email. It was a dope-ass episode. So this week, people are sharing some spicy secrets online, and I can't wait to share them too. DJ Hey Cousin and I play a round of Heads Up, that and more. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, guess what? You can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. So, and you can do that for every podcast on Spotify if that feature is indeed turned on. Oh, and I did a surprise live on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. So if you missed out on that, the video is still up. I did it, what was it, yesterday? And I think that the videos, the live feeds on Facebook, they give you two options. You can keep the live feed up for, I think it's 30 days or 6 months. So I just kept it up for 6 months. So if you missed it, it will be there for 6 months. And honestly, the first 3 minutes of it is like me trying to figure out Facebook Live. I didn't know it was different from what I remembered. So ignore that. All right. So much fucking happened the last couple of days. So as you may have known by watching social media and the news, especially if you're following me, Atlanta got some snow, or at least it did further south for a lot of places. Florida was crazy. Houston was going through it. Places that never see snow were like, what the hell is this white shit? New Orleans was like, hey, listen, we don't know what this is. So it was kind of wild. In my own neighborhood, there were a few vehicles that were like stuck on the side of the road, stuck in the ice. I mean, the traffic was crazy. Car accidents everywhere. And of course, naturally, after getting myself better from having the flu, I decided, let me put on my hoodie and my gloves and go out here and help people move their cars. What the fuck was I thinking? Oh my God, I woke up so sore the next day. But I did come home feeling pretty good about myself. Like, oh man, that was great. Because a lot of people were very appreciative of the help, because we kind of live in a society now where help is not always guaranteed. You know, you hear the stories about people in subways who are being, you know, sexually assaulted, and people know it and they don't say anything. They don't do anything. They just were lucky if they film it. You know, it's crazy the blinders that we have, you know, on our humanity. You know, there are times when people actually experienced it. Yesterday, I had hurt myself on my walk back from helping some people out, and I could not walk for minutes. So DJ Hey Cousin and I, we were sitting on the side of the road. I had to take my shoe off so we can figure out what was going on with my foot. And it was nobody else in the road. And we were laying on the side of the road, coincidentally, actually next to a car that was on the side of the road. And it looked like it honestly looked like if you just passed us, like the car, our car broke down and one of us was hurt. So anyways, I'm hurt, and we're literally right up the street from the house. And this guy is driving in a Jeep, and he, Wes tries to, like, you know, DJ Hey Cousin tries to wave him down. Hey, we need your help. And the dude, I mean, there was no way he didn't see us because there was no one else on the street. DJ Hey Cousin was standing in the middle of the street. Dude literally swerves around him, pretends not to see him, and keeps going. And I get that, you know, in society, it's just like, oh, if we help you, you're probably going to rob us. But it's like, you know what's going on right now. You know that people are hurt and injured. And this dude is literally driving by a graveyard of cars on the side of the road. And he just left us there. Now, I don't want to be this person, but I don't know. The dude was white. I wonder if that has something to do with it. DJ Hey Cousin is a black dude with a thick ass beard. I don't know. You know, it's just a fucking shame. But I will be doing a YouTube video coming up this Monday about that experience and all the things that happened. I got some footage I'm going to share from my Instagram stories. And then we also have another video coming after that where DJ Hey Cousin and I went magnet fishing. So that's going to be crazy. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Because things are about to get crazy. I'm about to start a whole new segment called WPS, White People Shit. We're just going to start doing white people shit. It's going to be great. But yeah, I woke up after helping about 8 cars it feels like when I went out there, it was about 4:30, something like that. By the time I came in, the sun was down, and I think it was like 7 or 8, something like that. It was pretty late, and I was super sore. And pushing cars that weigh tons up hills that are full of ice, it wasn't easy. So I was using parts of my body that I had not used in that way in a long time, but also trying to push something that weighs like 3,000 tons. It was a lot. So my ass hurts so much. It feels like it looks amazing. You know what I mean? Like, ooh. I feel like if I put on some leggings right now, I could stop traffic, bitch. Stop playing. Okay, so let's go ahead and get on with the show. We're going to go ahead and start off with our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you are new to the podcast, I have this segment that I started, I believe it was last year when I started it, where I kind of share the amazing things that people of color are doing. I find that it is sometimes difficult to hear about these things because the media does not always shine a light on the community of color. So I decided that I would on my little platform. This week, our POC segment, we're going to go ahead and shout out John Aminem. I hope I said his name correctly. So I came across John Aminem on Instagram, and this is coming from the Instagram page at theblackdollar.store. It says, "Meet John Aminem, the Nigerian sculptor who creates dark skin prosthetics for black amputees." I think this is amazing. And I cannot say that I relate to what he's doing. Like, I understand what he's doing and I love it, but I can't relate because obviously I am not an amputee. But this is going to sound kind of crazy, but I remember growing up as a little girl, and when we go to church or nice events as a little girl, I had to put on a dress and all those things, and we would go out and get some tights or something like that. And when you go to the store to get tights, they didn't really have like tights that were my skin tone. Like if I got a nude color tights, now my legs are white. Like it doesn't, you know what I mean? It was really annoying. And also, like if you want to get a Band-Aid or something like that, it's not going to be your color. It's going to be bop, bop. And sometimes when it comes to getting makeup that works best for your skin tone, the darker skin you are, sometimes it is hard to find the things you want. You know, even when you want to have like a Halloween costume or something, it's like a white face and you want to have a fake dead prosthetic arm for a decoration. They're always white. It's just kind of what the normality of like pop culture and literally everything else that surrounds celebration and medicine and all of that is kind of made from white people. Even from what I understand, when you see amputees and they have prosthetics and they are a person of color, usually those prosthetics do not match their skin tone. So I think that what John Eminem is doing is fucking awesome. The inclusion of people with darker skin tones, I fucking love that because a lot of people do not think about that. I cannot go get a nude color shirt because that nude color is going to be a white woman's color or a white person's color. That's just how it is. Unfortunately, there's, you know what I mean? So the fact that John is doing this is great. So it says here, John Eminem's journey into creating realistic dark skin prosthetics began after his brother lost part of his hand in an accident. John found that existing prosthetics didn't adequately match darker skin tones, highlighting a significant gap in the market. This experience motivated him to apply his sculpting skills to develop hyper-realistic prosthetics specifically for Black amputees, allowing for a more accurate color match and natural appearance. That is amazing. It goes on to say his work has since brought him some widespread recognition and has had a profound impact on the prosthetics field, especially for people of African descent. So, first of all, let's go ahead and give John Eminem his flowers. Coming up next on the Professional Silly Podcast, where the Wi-Fi is strong, the tea is even stronger. Let me just say that, okay? And strangers are telling their secrets that they would never admit at Thanksgiving dinner. There is something about being online that makes people feel like, you know what? I'm going to tell everybody about the affair I had online. Don't know why, but I'm going to spill some tea. But the good part is, it's not mine. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. It is time for the oversharing session of the century. People have shared some pretty shocking things online, and BuzzFeed is responsible for outing these people. So I will too. Why not? I feel like if you put it online, you don't care if anybody talks about it. That's where we are. All right, so I want to go ahead and warn you guys right now. This BuzzFeed article is crazy. So it is called People Are Sharing Their NSFW Secrets, and they range from genuinely shocking to pretty darn spicy. This is coming from Hannah Martyr. She is a staff member of the BuzzFeed staff, and she is the one who wrote this. So, yeah, we're going to get pretty spicy. NSFW. If you don't know what that means, you've probably seen it on Reddit many times. It means not safe for work. So if you are listening to this episode at work right now or in public, put your earphones in. You're going to want to not be on speaker for this one. Okay, so I got this one right here. It says, my nan, which I guess is grandma, my nan asked my husband to look at her laptop because it wasn't working. The search history was full of porn. Specifically, mature women having public orgies with younger men. Wow. I wonder if grandma was looking at her husband thinking, if I can just get him over. And here's what I'll do. I'll tell him my laptop isn't working. And then when he comes over, I'll take off my bra. And then after my titties hit the floor, he'll be turned on, hard as a rock. And before you know him, bow, chicka, wow, wow. I think she literally was trying to make her own porn story happen. Just not public. Damn. Yo, listen, ma'am, you might want to watch your grandma. She is after your husband. I ain't gonna hold you guys. I have not read any of these. I'm literally looking at the website, scrolling, and then like, bop, let's try this one. So we are experiencing this together for the first time. This is great. Okay. Nothing like a good cold read, right? All right. So this one says, I had a wet dream. And now if you're new to wet dreams, I think that is when men are sleeping and then they get wet on the tip, just the tip. Okay. It says here, I had a wet dream about candied bacon once. I woke up upon release, that's what it says, and realized I was full on rubbing one out in my sleep while dreaming of glorious candied bacon. I'm fairly sure I fell asleep high on Mary Jane and awoke completely blasphemous as the lights were on. My legs were spread. My legs were spread, and it's clear I had really just gone to town and had a wildly good nut to a food item. This is what being overworked, overnight, sex deprived, and loving bacon coated in syrup gets you. Wow. I gotta tell you, I wouldn't tell nobody that. I wouldn't tell nobody that. I have no idea. I wouldn't tell nobody that. What? I mean, I get it. Bacon's really good, but is it sexy enough for all of that? I mean, maybe. Actually, I'm going to pause this podcast real quick. I'm going to go sit on a towel and think about bacon. Be right back. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. It's moments like this. I wish DJ Higgins was here. He would have laughed at that joke very uncomfortably. Oh, good times. Hopefully you guys did. All right, on to the next one. All right, we have another one here. I didn't even... The only thing I saw was jack off and viewers are 95% men. So let's see what this is about. those are the key words that grabbed my attention when I stopped on it. It says here, I'm a straight guy who used to live stream on cam sites and jack off in front of dozens of strangers. My viewers are probably 95% men. Okay, there we go. At the time, I hadn't been with anyone before, and my self-confidence and body image were pretty low. So the amount of thoughtful compliments, returning viewers, and offers for payment was extremely validating for me. I would 100% be doing this often if I were still single. Might even try to actually make some money. Damn. Okay, so... That's interesting. So do dudes make as much money on that as women do? Because I know women make a lot of fucking money touching themselves on cam. I know that because, you know, men are gross. But but like, are there really that many? Well, I guess there's also gross men who like watching men do it. So that's, I don't even know. Oh, what a random question to ask Gemini. I'm going to ask her. Hold on. Hey, Gemini, what would you say is the ratio of men and women who do live adult cam videos?
I couldn't find any good stats on that. I'm sure there are lots of different websites that might have that info, though.
Okay. Even Gemini doesn't want to look into that, so I don't blame her. I have no idea what that percentage... I still feel like there's way more women doing it, but I feel like... Maybe men can make some money doing it. So I guess if you're a male listener and you're down on your luck, pull your balls out. Make some money. I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's do one more. All right, so this one says, I work in a luxury jewelry brand as a private client manager. Twice I have slept with my clients to increase sales. They were almost 30 years older than me. Wow. Well, you know, the economy's rough. I get it. You're probably working on commission and shit. I understand. That's gross. Ew. And that's all I got to say about that. That is disgusting. And this person put this online. Very, very interesting. Well, so glad we did this. Really, I got to tell you guys, Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Put those secrets online. Share that drama. Let everybody know about that toxic thing that happened to you or that toxic thing you did to somebody else, because the content is needed. All right, guys, I don't normally get political on this podcast, but damn it, I'm going to have to. Ish. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. It is interesting just how ignorant people can be, literally about anything, something that we all should know, things that everyone knows at this point, or at least you think they would. I came across a TikTok video because of an intern from The Bert Show, Sadie from The Big Show, and I had to share it. So let's go ahead and dig in to this this recorded ignorance.
Talking to people, Donald Trump was inaugurated earlier today. A lot of people are upset that Martin Luther King wasn't there. Were you surprised to see that he wasn't at the inauguration?
Yeah, I was.
Why?
I mean, you talked about Martin Luther King not being there? Because today is his day. You see what I'm saying? There was like a day set aside for him.
So he had things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Rosa Parks? Were you surprised that she showed up and sat right in the front row?
No. No, I wasn't surprised. You don't need to be in the back. Get in the front, because that's where it's at.
Anything you want to say to Rosa Parks, look right in there and tell
her.
Go,
girl. I'm be sitting there right beside you.
What? All right, I'm sorry. That is crazy. Let's listen to this next one.
Do you think Martin Luther King Jr. is a Nepo baby, or does he have the talent to back it up?
I mean, you can definitely say he's a Nepo baby, but the talent is there as well.
Do you think Martin Luther King not showing up for the inauguration is going to lead to him being banned from Mar-a-Lago?
I don't think so. Donald Trump's not like that. He's not going to do that just because somebody didn't show up to his inauguration.
You think he'll still let him in Mar-a-Lago?
Absolutely.
Today, Donald Trump was inaugurated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Martin Luther King wasn't in attendance. Were you disappointed that he didn't show up?
Yeah, I was disappointed because he should show respect for the office of the presidency.
MLK's office said he missed the inauguration because he overslept. Was it acceptable for MLK to miss the inauguration because
No, that's no excuse. Somebody should have got him up.
Well, they said he was having a dream and they didn't want to wake him.
Having a dream. Well, okay.
Was it acceptable for him to miss the inauguration because he was having a dream?
No, it wasn't acceptable.
Why don't you look right there and let him know?
Look at here. Sometimes you got to wake up for that dream because the dream is now. It's present. We're here. We're in the dream now. Wake up. Wake up, people.
Are you a fan of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
I can't say I am like an avid fan, but I know
of him.
Did
you like him on Dancing with the Stars?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I told you, people are fucking stupid. First of all, the amount of people who did not know that Martin Luther King Jr. is no longer with us is ridiculous. And the fact that they are just so ignorant and still defending Trump and saying all of these things. And this woman is talking about Rosa Parks should not have been in the back. She should. I'm not surprised. What the fuck? I'm sitting down right with you. What the? Oh my God. The ignorance. And I'm not, you wouldn't listen. I will put the link to this video down below in the show notes, because the funny thing about, well, not even the funny thing, I guess the sad thing about this is one of the people that they were talking to was a black woman. She looked like she was definitely old enough to know who Martin Luther King Jr. at least is, at the very least. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't know who Martin Luther King Jr. was, didn't know who Rosa Parks was. And the other people they were talking to were white. I kind of expected that. It didn't surprise me that their ignorance was that vast. I mean, on those particular people, that didn't surprise me. But actually, it kind of did, because it's 2025. What the fuck? But, oh my God. This woman called Martin Luther King Jr. a Nepo baby. Oh man. These are people that we allow to vote? Oh, man. I'm going to move on before I say something and this becomes a political podcast. And I'm not going to argue with anybody. You voted who you voted for. And a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are changing. And I will just say this. As a Black gay woman, I am very concerned about my safety and health and mental well-being for the next 4 years, 100%. So please pray for the LGBTQIA plus community. Please pray for the people of color and those people of color who voted for Donald Trump. I guess you reap what you sow, but fuck, now I have to too. Damn it. Damn it. We haven't played this game in quite some time, but up next, a game of heads up between me and DJ Hey Cousin. Who will win? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. It is time. DJ Hey Cousin claims he's the best at this game. I think he's full of shit, and we're going to prove it. If you are not, that's extra like dramatic, I'm sorry. If you are not familiar with the game Heads Up, think of it as charades, but with your phone. It's very modern. It's wonderful. All right, so what I'm going to do, DJ Higgins is going to play, and then I'm going to play. And then we are going to see who is better at pretty much charades, who gives the better hints. And while we're guessing and stuff, while we're playing and you're listening, while you're in your car, working out, cleaning, whatever you're doing, go ahead and join in. See if you can guess from our guesses as well. All right, let's go ahead and play a little game of Heads Up.
Pop culture.
All right. An expensive ass purse.
Birkin?
Yes. Oh. Spider-Man, the youngest one that's super short.
Miles Morales.
No, the name of the actor who was engaged is Zendaya now.
Oh, Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm. The same exact answer the first time.
Tom Holland?
No.
The Spider, Miles Morales.
No, the expensive ass bag.
Birkin?
Yeah, it's Birkin bag. It's so weird.
Oh.
Okay. She is in this TV show on Hulu with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Selena Gomez?
Yes. Ooh, new movie coming out with Kiki Palmer, and she's a singer.
Oh,
And lesbians do what her name is.
Scissor. No, scissoring.
No, what's her name? She's an artist.
SZA.
Yeah. White man, dead as fuck. Oh, fuck.
Dead as fuck.
Oh, seasonal. The deer of Christmas.
Rudolph the Red Nose.
Yep.
Reindeer.
The big ones. With the tusks. Not the tusks, but the two teeth. The hungry ones.
Hungry hippos.
Yeah. The ones you ride.
Horses.
Long. Yes. This is technically an animal. He's a cartoon that's also a creature, a fish.
Arthur?
A fish.
Nemo?
A cartoon.
Flounder?
Famous one, yellow.
Flounder?
No, yellow, as a square.
Flounder? Oh, SpongeBob.
You sang flounder. The animal that rummage through your trash.
The grouch? What?
If there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's people are fucking idiots. Professionally silly life rules. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are smart. you're here. I love you. You guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you. Thank you so much for joining me every week and coming into the new year with me. You guys are amazing. Subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do me a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, especially because those are definitely the podcast gods right now. And I would really appreciate it because it would help other people find me. So that'd be awesome. And if you're listening on another platform, please leave those reviews as well, because there are probably others listening who are looking for a new podcast, or like, I wish there was like this hilarious, sexy, thick black woman with all the funny topics, and they're super random and we never know what's going on, and she does something with silliness. Oh, I wish there was a podcast for that. And then you can just, you know, tell them about me. Yeah. Oh my God, this is your first time listening. I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. Please do me a favor and share this podcast with a friend. And because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. There's enough for everybody. So I did not do a mini-sode this week, like I told you guys earlier in the episode, but I did do a random surprise Facebook Live. And I was thinking about, you know, doing that more often inside of the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I thought that would be something that'd be kind of a fun thing. So if you guys are down, let me know in the pod group. Shout out to Ebony. She was there. I think Natasha was there. I didn't let anybody know that I was doing it. I wasn't expecting it. I was like, hey, let's do lives. All right. Boom. Then I went live. So I don't know. But join me and follow and join the group. Talk to each other. Join some discussions. You know, debate about the topics here. That's what it's for. It's a safe space to be silly. Don't forget the podcast on Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, don't forget your listener submissions. If you have any things that you want to share, maybe some life's mishaps, some embarrassing moments, maybe you want some advice. If it's about your love life, I'm probably not the best to ask about that. My love life is garbage. But hey, there's one thing I can do. I can definitely give really good advice because I do not take my own advice. That's how I know it's good. That's how I know it's good, because I'm unhappy. Moving on, you can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can text my Google Voice number or leave a voicemail, 805-664-1828. All that can be found down below in the show notes, along with my link tree, and all of my most used social media platforms are there as well. TikTok, Twitter. Not Twitter. Fuck Twitter. I don't do Twitter anymore. TikTok, Instagram, Cameo, Facebook, all that is down there. And my P.O. Box, which is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. Some stranger remembers you for being kind to them when no one else was. That's a beautiful thing to think about. As I said before, we do kind of live in a world where kindness is kind of rare, it feels like. So hold on to that moment and know at some point in your life, you said hello, you waved, you something, you did something. And that stranger remembers you for being kind when no one else was. And I've experienced that before myself. And it is a very warm, joyous feeling. So enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance.